Caleb Fine has been the assistant principal since this graduating class began their sophomore year. He knows them well and says as the end of the year closes in, he has realized a few things.
I think of a really kind and fun-loving class. There's always some personalities that they might cause you a little grief at times as an administrator, but at this point in the year, you typically start feeling pretty sad that you're not going to get to have those high fives and those interactions. But it was a great class. I'm excited to see how they're able to impact our community and our state and hopefully the world.
Principal Roger Arbabi is finishing his first year as the head of the high school. He talks about the academic, music, arts, and athletic highlights, which are numerous.
Phenomenal year. We have had such incredible success in athletics, in robotics, in band, in all of these different activities that our kiddos are involved in. When I hear the comment, kids these days, truly I have to bite my tongue because they do amazing things on a daily basis. And they shine.
Salutatorian Claire Oberg says she wrapped up her graduation speech at 11:45 p.m. Tuesday night. So far, she's not nervous about speaking in front of the hundreds of graduates and the thousands of family members and friends who will attend the ceremony. She's inspired by how much her classmates have accomplished in high school, many things done before becoming legal adults.
So I feel like we've all learned so much at the high school, whether that be like purely academic things or like social interaction skills, or just like learning to take advantage of the opportunities given to us, because there's been so many opportunities at Park City High School that I feel like aren't offered at other places. I know so many kids in our grade have accomplished so much. People have put on massive events and they've like led protests.
Valedictorian Valentin Asti, Salutatorian Claire Oberg, Student Body President Charlie Lozma, Senior Class President Claire Booth, and Latinos in Action co-presidents Christopher Noya Mora Rubio and Sadie Ortiz Gomez will address their classmates. Communication from the school district indicates the gates to Dozer Field open at 4 p.m. on Friday. No seats are permitted to be reserved prior to this time, and graduation will also be live streamed on YouTube. If the weather is very bad, graduation ceremonies will be moved to the Eccles Center. Graduates will each be issued 3 tickets with overflow seating in gymnasiums to watch the live stream. A link to more specific 2019 class accolades can be found on the district newsroom site and on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.